We're so thankful to see more church families coming back to their Sunday meetings.
非常感恩能够看到更多的家庭来到教会里面来。
Both the reality and the testimony of the body of Christ is the gathering of the saints.
那么神家的见证就是基督徒们，神的儿女们在一起的聚集。
I think this is why the New Testament, the book of the Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25, it says, "Do not forsake the assembling of the saints together."
所以为什么在希伯来书第十章二十五节你们讲到说你们不可停止聚会。
And our prayer is for the Friday evening Bible study meeting as well.
所以我们祷告说星期五的晚上弟兄姊妹能够更多来到聚会里面来。
And we will have all the church families back together.
我们能够希望神家的儿女都能够回到教会里面来。
One of the young fellows recently was asking me.
最近一个年轻人来问我说
Why should I consider coming to the church meeting since I'm often weak and weary? Weak and weary.
我为什么要到教会里面来？我为什么要到教会里面来？因为我非常的软弱，也非常的疲劳。
Maybe I should stay at home until I'm getting better.
也许我应该在家里面，直到我变得更好一点。
Well, I said to her, "This is exactly why we got to come back to the body."
我跟她说，这就是为什么我们一定要回到教会的原因。
We don't have to be good enough to come before God.
我们不能够等到好到一定地步才能回到神的面前来。
But He is good enough for us to come before Him.
但是他是这位这样善良的神，让我们可以回到他面前来。
Since I'm going to share one of the life stories of Abraham in this morning.
今天早上我要交通的是亚伯拉罕的故事。
Would you please turn your Bible with me to Genesis 13?
我们一起来翻到创世纪十三章。
I'm going to read verses 1 through 4, then our sister will read the Chinese translation for us.
弟兄要读英文的一到四章，我来读一到中文一到四章，十三章一到四节。
Genesis 13, 1 through 4. Then Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south. Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there at first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord.
亚伯兰带着他的妻子与罗德并一切所有的都从埃及上南地去。亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多，他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和爱的中间，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方，也是他起先筑坛的地方，他又在那里求告耶和华的名。
Now let's turn back to Genesis 12 verses 1 through 4.
我们再回到十二章的一到四节。
Now the Lord had said to Abraham, "Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoke to him, and Lot with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。 罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，年75岁。
Let's notice that the wording here implies a past tense comment means that God has already spoken to Abraham.
这里用的是一个过去时，说明耶和华已经跟亚伯兰说过了。
This is not the first time for God was calling him way before Abraham's residence in Haran.
这里是在亚伯兰住在哈兰之前，神已经跟他说过话了。
God has previously spoken to him already.
在那之前，神已经跟他说过话了。
This is one of the key points to understand Abraham's faith journey in following God.
这是一个非常关键的地方，来了解亚伯拉罕信心的旅程。
Let's have a word prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the time we getting together before you.
主，我们感谢你为我们能够在一起聚集的时间。
Lord, we pray that you will give us a listening ear.
我们求你来给我们一个可听的耳朵。
So we will be the fertile soil. Let your word of life come into us.
我们的里面能够成为一个好土，让你的话能够进来。
Again, Lord, we thank you for the time.
再一次感谢主为了这个时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
When we read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候,
we will find that Genesis is always complementary to the other books in the Bible.
我们会发现说那个创世纪是整本圣经的一个总纲。
The Bible character we are going to talk about today, his name is not only shown in the book of Genesis.
今天我们所要讲的圣经人物不光是出现在创世纪。
But also is repeated for many times in both the Old and the New Testament.
而且在旧约和新约圣经里面被重复了无数次。
Abraham is not only the father of Israel nation, but also the man of faith.
亚伯拉罕不光是以色列族的国父，他也是信心之父。
We can say that most of the wonderful stories in the Bible about the faith.And the intimate relationship with God start from him.
我们可以说圣经里面关于信心的一些奇妙的故事和人和人和神之间的这个亲密的关系都是从亚伯拉罕开始的。
Once I met with a brother in mainland China.
有一次我遇见一个在中国大陆的弟兄。
He said to me that the number one Bible character for him is Abraham.
他对我说亚伯拉罕是他第一个最喜欢的圣经人物。
You can prove it from looking at his face and listening to his voice when we were talking about the life stories of Abraham.
你可以从他的脸色和他的声音能够知道说亚伯拉罕是他最喜欢的圣经人物。
But my dear brothers and sisters, even though Abraham was the hero of the faith,
虽然亚伯拉罕是个信心的英雄
，but he didn't start out as the hero.
但他在一开始的时候，他并不是一个圣经的信心的英雄。
Abraham was just a fickle man in following God.
在跟随神这件事情上，他是个容易改变的人。
But his life stories becomes a really good picture for us.To understand how the faith journey looks like day to day in our own life.
但他的故事却是一个非常好的图画，让我们在每天的跟随神的这件事情上。
If we have a chance to go back to the early record in Genesis 11,
如果我们能够回到创世纪十一章
，Abraham it was.Changed lately to Abraham.
亚伯兰后来被称为亚伯拉罕。
Left his hometown in Mesopotamia.
他离开了他的家米索伯大米。
Because God called him to leave his country, relatives, and the father's house.
因为神跟他说你要离开本地本族父家。
God told Abraham to the land which I will show you.
跟他说你到我所指示你的地方去。
Abraham did listen to God and leave his hometown right away with no hesitation.
他的确是当时就听了，离开他的家，离开了他的本地本族。
But the problem is that he shifted the pilot's seat to his father Terah.
但他很快就让他的父亲塔拉坐在了那个驾驶位上。
And let his father to lead the whole family in following God.
让他的父亲带领全家来跟随神。
My dear brothers and sisters, is this the same story that we can relate it with in today?
这件事情我们是不是也可以跟我们有关系呢？
You and I, we desperately want to follow God.
我们非常迫切地想要跟随神。
But we often don't give God a whole lot of thought for His direction.
但是我们在我们行走的方向上却不常常想到神。
His provision and His guidance.
他的供应和他的带领。
We give the pilot seat to our body and our emotion.
我们让我们自己的身体和我们的情感坐在这个驾驶位上
and let them to lead our steps in following God
让他们来成为带让我们跟随神的脚步
This happens to many God's children and how they operate their faith journey
今天就是神很多神的儿女来如何来跟随神
Abraham was heading to a totally wrong direction
亚伯兰汉开始一个非常错误的方向。
But this wasn't the worst case.
但这并不是一个最糟糕的状况。
After they arrived the land of Haran,
当他们到了哈兰之后
his father said, well, I'm going to stay here and no more traveling for us.
他的父亲说好我们就停在这里了不再走了。
Is this the land according to God's desire?
这是神所心意中的地方吗
No.
不是的。
Did Abraham ever say anything to his father about following God's direction?
亚伯兰跟他的父亲提到过要跟随神的带领吗
No.
没有。
Even after they arrived at the land of Haran and during his residence there, my dear brothers and sisters, Abraham didn't say a single word to anyone about following God's direction.
当他到了哈兰甚至在那里居住的时候他跟任何人都没有再提到过说要跟随神的带领
It's weird for us because Abraham as we know as we are talking about this morning is the father of the faith
这对我们来说是件非常奇怪的事情因为我们知道亚伯拉罕是信心之父
His name in Bible language means the father of nations, the friend of God
在圣经里的意思是说他是一个国的父他是神的朋友
But my dear brothers and sisters he didn't start that way
但他并不是从那里开始的
And it's so unique when we are learning from the Bible
这是一个当我们学习圣经的时候这是一个非常奇特的现象
Not only Abraham
不光是亚伯拉罕
But also these godly men and women like Moses, Joshua, David, Esther
还有那些神人包括大卫摩西以斯帖
Indeed, they are heroes of the faith.
的确他们是信心的英雄。
But the truth is, they all started their faith journey like Abraham did in Genesis 11.
但是这个真实的情况是他们的信心的开始都是像亚伯拉罕一样。
Apostle Paul in the New Testament.
使徒保罗在新约圣经里面。
When our Lord Christ Jesus met him in his road trip to the city of Damascus,
当主耶稣在他去大马色的路上遇见他的时候
Lord called him the apostle to the Gentiles.
神就呼召他去到外邦人那里去
But Paul at that point of time was a top class member of Pharisees persecuting the church.
但是保罗那个时候在法利赛人的里面是逼迫基督徒的。
So after many years following the Lord.
所以过了多年跟随主以后。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians.
在哥林多前书里面讲到。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me did not prove vain.
我今日成了何等人是蒙神的恩才成的并且他赐我的恩不是突然的我比众使徒格外劳苦
Guys, it is by God's grace that we can start our journey
弟兄姊妹我们因着神的恩我们才可以开始我们的这个信心的旅程
It is by God's grace we can follow him
是因着神的恩典我们才可以跟随他。
And it also it is by God's grace that we can finally make our goal according to God's desire.
也是因着神的恩典，最后我们才能够达到神所愿意的那个目标。
Abraham had a worst situation in following God.
亚伯拉罕跟随神这件事上有最糟糕的状况。
He headed to a wrong direction.
他开始了一个错误的方向。
He was in the wrong place.
他在一个错误的地方。
And he lost the fellowship with God for many years.
他跟神之间断绝了那个交通，持续了很长一段时间。
Some say 25 years most likely.
有些人说是长达25年。
The Bible tells us that God didn't speak to him until his father passed away in Haran.
圣经说神没有再跟他讲话，直到他父亲在哈兰去世。
But my dear brothers and sisters, this isn't the end of his story.
但是弟兄姊妹，这并不是他一个结束。
In fact, it's just a beginning part of his journey in following God.
事实上就是他跟随神的一个开始。
Man could fail.
很多都已经失败了。
Man did fail.
人是可以失败的，人也的确是失败了。
But God has the most awesome ways of correcting their mistakes.
但是神有非常奇妙的办法可以来改变人的错误。
Even man would fail on his calling.
虽然神在神的人在神的呼召上可以失败，
But God's love to man never fails.
但是神对人的爱从来不失败。
Not only he saved us from the power of darkness.
不光他把我们从黑暗的权势里面拯救出来，
But his grace will bring us back from our own failures and return to his purpose.
他的恩典也能够把我们从我们的失败里面带回来，带回到他的面前。
We need grace every day.
我们每天都需要恩典。
We live by the grace of God every day.
我们每天靠着神的恩典来生活。
But there's a purpose behind His grace.
但他的恩典的背后有一个目的。
From the life stories of Abraham, we learn that there is a purpose behind the grace.
在亚伯拉罕的故事里面，我们可以看到神的恩典的背后有一个目的。
God gives us the grace. The purpose is to return to Him.
他的恩典的目的是能够让我们回到他的面前。
How can we enjoy His grace and put aside the purpose of God?
我们怎么能够来享受他的恩典，却把神的目的放在一边
？Guys, this is called the grace of God.
这叫做神的恩典。
One of my favorite songs in the church hymn book is number 268.
我最喜欢的一个诗歌在圣徒诗歌本里面是诗歌268首。
My goal is God Himself.
我的目标是神他自己。
The hymn writer says in stanza 1.
在第一段里面讲到。
'Tis His grace to lead me there, not mine but His. At any cost, dear Lord,By any road.
我能出这代价到这个地方，不是出于我自己，乃是他的恩典。
My dear brothers and sisters, are you so frustrated being stuck in the middle of way in following God?
我非常的挫败，在跟随神的这件事情上。
Are you so frustrated being stuck in the middle of way?
我非常的感觉挫败，因为我停在了中间。
Are you so frustrated?
你是不是也感觉挫败呢？
Are you stuck in the land of Haran?
你是不是停在了哈兰呢？
Or you think you have been there too long, so God must forget about you?
或者你觉得说你在那待了很长那段时间，神已经忘记你了。
When I think about these questions,
当我想到这些问题的时候。
I'm brought back to many years ago.
我就想起了很多年前。
I met with a elderly brother in Christ.
我在遇到一位在主里面年长的弟兄。
I was stuck in a very bad situation.
我停顿在了一个非常糟糕的状况。
For quite a long time.
很长了一段时间。
And I was about to run off my energy.
我已经完全没有力气了。
So I asked the elderly brother for his opinion.
所以我就问这个年长的弟兄应该怎么样。
I said to him,
我就对他说,
I've been waiting on God in these years.
我一直在这么多年来，我一直在等候神。
But he stopped me right in the middle of the phrase.
但他在我说到一半的时候就把我停下来了。
It's not you, but he, Brother Tony.
他说，通尼弟兄，不是你在等，是他在等。
He's been waiting on you all the time, way before you wait on him.
在你等候他之前，他已经一直在等着你。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the wonderful story behind the Genesis 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abraham.
这就是十二章第一节里面的背后那个奇妙的故事。亚伯拉罕对亚伯耶和华对亚伯兰说。
Listen, my dear young fellows.
请听年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
The reason that you don't give yourself up in following him
这原因你没有放弃来跟随神
is that his goodness and mercifulness will never give you up
是因着他的良善他的慈爱不会放弃你
Yes, sometimes we can delay the plans of God Sometimes we can delay the plans of God.
是的，有的时候我们会让神的计划有耽搁。
Yes, we can, of course.
是的，我们可以这样做，当然是可以这样子。
Our sins, our pride, and our weakness can delay what God wants to do in our life.
我们的骄傲，我们的罪，我们的都可以让神的计划有耽搁。
Then we will get lost.
然后我们就迷失了。
But if we trust the Lord enough, we will always have the second chance to return to His purpose.
但是如果我们能够信靠神到一个地步，我们是可以有第二次的机会，再回到神的旨意里面去。
Now Abraham arrived the land of Canaan.
现在神亚伯兰回到了迦南地。
It is the land that God desired for him and his family.
这是神想让他去的地方和他家人去的地方。
Genesis 12 tells that Abraham crossed through the land from one place to another.
这里面讲到说亚伯拉罕经过了一个地到另外一个地，穿过了迦南地。
And in verses 7 and 8, it says that he built the altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
在第七节、第八节里面讲到，他向神筑了坛来求告耶和华的名。
Guys, compare the end of chapter 11.
跟第十一章来比较。
This is an awesome picture because Abraham resumed his fellowship with God.
这实在是一个奇妙的图画，因为他恢复了跟神的交通。
Always say that God resumed his fellowship with Abraham.
或者说神恢复了跟亚伯兰的交通。
Then Abraham found his home at the Bethel.
然后神就亚伯拉罕就跟随神到了伯特利。
Bethel in Hebrew language is a compound word of Beth El.
伯特利在希伯来文里面是一个组合词，是伯。
Yeah, means the house of God.
意思是说是神的家。
It is not place for God because He's everywhere.
这并不是神的地方，因为神到处都在。
But the home place for Abraham that he will be able to stay in.
但那却是亚伯拉罕的家，因为这在这里他可以停在那里。
There he can meet and fellowship with God 24/7.
在那里他可以遇见神，他可以跟神有交通24小时。
Not only the home place for Abraham.
不光是亚伯拉罕的家。
We learned from the book of Genesis.
我们从创世纪里面学到。
But also for the generations after Abraham, like Isaac and Jacob as well.
包括是以撒，包括是雅各。
In this place, there is the presence of God and the life fellowship with God.
在这里面有神的同在，在他们和神之间有活泼的交通。
Out of this place, you lose it.
出了这个地方之后，你就没有那个活泼的交通。
Bethel is the place of God's purpose for His children.
伯特利是神对他的儿女的旨意。
Abraham now reached to the high peak of his faith journey.
亚伯拉罕就到达了信心的顶峰。
So, my dear brothers and sisters, are we there yet?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在那里吗？
Where is our place of Bethel now?
我们的伯特利在哪里呢？
Is it far away or we are on the way to it?
是很远吗？还是说我们在去的路上？
Or we should ask ourselves one question like, have we ever visited that place?
或者说我们可以问一个问题，我们曾经去过伯特利吗？
Abraham pitched his tent and built the altar at Bethel.
亚伯兰是他的帐篷，并且筑了一座坛在伯特利。
So he would call on the name of the Lord.
所以他可以来求告神的名。
Do we ever have that experience happened in our faith journey?
在我们的属灵的经历里面，我们有这样的经历吗？
But to our surprise,
但是奇怪的是
，Abraham didn't stay at the mountain top all the time.
让我们惊讶的是，亚伯拉罕并没有停留在那里。
After he set up his residence at the Bethel,
当他在亚伯兰在伯特利停留下来之后
，he kept moving toward the southern border with Egypt.
他就开始朝南到埃及相交的地方。
Even though it was very dangerous, but he really wanted to go there.
虽然非常危险的，但是他非常想去。
Man fails all the time.
人常常的失败。
Finally, Genesis 12, verse 10, it says,
最后到十二章第十节里讲到
There's a famine coming to the land of Canaan.
那地遭遇饥荒
And Abraham went down to Egypt.
亚伯兰就下埃及去了
My dear brothers and sisters, has it happened to us many times?
弟兄姊妹，这对在我们身上不是发生了无数次吗？
When it is sunny day, we will say, "I love you, the Lord."
当天气好的时候，我们说我们与主同在。
We have no problem to say it.
我们一点问题都没有。
Because it is sunny day outside.
因为外面天气晴朗。
Everything looks so beautiful.
每一件事情看起来都这么漂亮。
And we are blessed.
我们也非常的放松。
Of course, we say that, "I love you, Lord."
所以我们就说主啊，我爱你。
But when the blast of a wind and the rain comes,
当那个风来了，当那个雨来的时候
we run away from God.
我们就从神面前逃跑。
Not only ran away from God for Egypt,
不光是跑到埃及，从神面前跑到埃及去。
Abraham lied to Egyptians that he is not a married man and Sarah is just his sister.
他跟埃及人也说他不是一个结婚的人，他的妻子撒来也不是他的妻子。他的妹妹。
And he forced Sarah to keep the same lie in order to save his own life.
他也强迫撒来撒同样的谎，好来保护他自己的生命。
In the same way, guys, when we steer away from the presence of the Lord,
同样的，当我们从神的面前离开的时候
，when we run away from the fellowship with God，
当我们从与神的交通面前离开的时候
，we will fall into the same trap Abraham did in Egypt。
我们会陷入到同样的陷阱里面，就像亚伯兰在埃及一样。
When we rationalize our actions on the heat of selfness，
当因着我们的自私，我们来为我们自己的行为做辩解的时候
，we always fall flat on our faith every single time。
每一次我们都会跌个大跤。
This is Abraham's lesson he had to learn in Egypt。
这就是亚伯拉罕在埃及所学的功课。
The lesson that his lie wouldn't save him a single piece with him.
在他的谎言并不能够拯救他。
The lesson that he would lose everything in Egypt.
这个功课是他在埃及会丢掉所有的东西。
He lost his wife there.
他丢掉了他的妻子。
Most importantly, he lost his spiritual quality as a man of faith, friend of God.
他也丢掉了他是信心之父和神的朋友的这个质量。
Guys, sometimes we got to learn our lesson the hard way.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们需要学这个功课，经过一些艰难来学这个功课。
But they are good lessons.
但是的确，这些都是一些非常好的功课。
Like what he did previously in the land of Haran.
就像他在从前在哈兰的生活。
Abraham failed in the land of Egypt.
亚伯拉罕在埃及也失败了。
And he was stuck there.
他也被卡在那里。
Some may say that he could enjoy silver and gold, sheep and cattle there.
是的，他在那里有很多的牛羊、骆驼。
Because he became a rich man in Egypt.
他在埃及成了一个非常富有的人。
But guys, he lost God's presence and the fellowship with God.
但是他却失掉了神的同在，也失掉了和神的交通。
And this is the purpose of his life by God's desire.
但是在神的计划里面，这才是他生活的目的。
But like we shared before.
但是就像我们以前所交通过的。
It isn't the end of his story.
这并不是他故事的终结。
Abraham was such a fickle man of faith.
亚伯拉罕是这样子一个容易改变的人。
But by the grace of God, he would always have the chance to return.
但是因着神的恩典，他总是有机会可以再回来。
Dear brothers and sisters, Abraham's life story is so relatable with us.
弟兄姊妹，亚伯拉罕的故事跟我们是这样子的相关。
We can see our faces in his story.
我们可以在他的故事里面来看见我们自己。
We once ran away from God because of impatience.
我们从神的面前跑开，因着我们没有耐心。
We stumbled and fell in following God.
我们在跟随神的路上摔倒。
But God's love to us never fails.
但是神的爱从来不失败。
God's love covered Abraham from Egyptian hands.
神的爱在埃及人面前保护了亚伯拉罕。
And also brought him back to the land of Canaan.
而且把他带回到了迦南地。
I can imagine as he set his foot back to home.
我可以想象他当他开始回家的路上
Abraham was able to stay deeply within his heart.
亚伯拉罕可以在他心的深处可以这样讲
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主
for what you are in process of teaching me this lesson here.
可以在这件事情上来教导我这个功课
The lesson that my chance of return is in you.
我这个功课是我能够回来这个我能够有机会回来是因着你
This morning we were just singing the song Jesus I come
今天早上我们唱这个歌主耶稣我来
How can we come back to Jesus
我们怎么能够回到神的面前
The chance to back to Jesus is in us or in him
我们回到神面前的机会是出于我们还是出于他
So in Genesis 13 verse 1 it says,
所以在第十三章里面第一节里讲
Then Abraham went up from Egypt.
亚伯拉罕从埃及上到南地。
It is interesting that in Genesis 12 verse 10,
在第十二章第十节里面
When a famine was coming to the land of Canaan,
当那个饥荒来到迦南地的时候
It says that Abraham went down to Egypt.
这里讲了亚伯拉罕下埃及去。
The reason why I'm pointing these words out
我在这里讲指出这两个字的原因
is that in the Old Testament when you see the wording of going down
在旧约里面当我们看到下的时候
It is type of picture of disobedienceIn which leads to a consequence of a failure.
这里是讲到说，当我们背逆神的时候，带给我们的失败。
We all remember the story of Jonah.
我们都记得约拿的故事。
Jonah disobeyed God and didn't want to go to Nineveh.
约拿背逆神，不想去尼尼微。
So the Bible says he went down to Joppa.
所以圣经就是说他就下到约帕
He went down into the ship
他就下到那只船里去
He went down into the sea
他就下到海里去
You guys know the rest of the story
你知道下面的故事
That he eventually went down into the belly of the great fish
结果最后他就下到那个鱼肚子里面去
My dear young fellows
所以年轻人
Are you in theJourney of going down or going up in following God.
在跟随神这条路上，你是在往下呢，还是在往上呢？
Abraham now had no longer going down.
现在亚伯拉罕不是在往下。
Because he wanted to return. He wanted to go up to the land of Canaan. The house of God. Verse 4, it says, Abraham returned to the Bethel.
第四节里面讲到说他回到迦南地。
Return to the Bethel.
回到伯特利。
There he found the altar which he had made there at first.
他就找到他先前筑坛的地方。
And there he called on the name of the Lord again.
在那里他又开始求告神的名。
Abraham resumed the fellowship with God.
亚伯拉罕就恢复了跟神的交通。
During his time in Egypt,
在埃及的时间,
Abraham never built an altar and had a chance to fellowship with God.
他从来没有建筑一个坛，也没有机会去跟神有交通。
Not a single time in Egypt.
没有一次在埃及里面。
And the parallel with that we understand if we run away from God.
同样的，当我们远离从神面前跑开的时候，
it is impossible for our fellowship with God.
我们不可能跟神有交通。
You won't be able to hear him.
你不会听见他。
You won't be able to talk to him.
你也不可能跟他讲话。
You won't be able to know him.
你也不可能认识他。
You won't be able to have him in your life.
你也不可能在你的生活里面拥有他。
Guys, the only way to stop the downward spiral to chaos is to return to Bethel, the house of God.
能够阻止这个向下滑跌的混乱的现象，唯一的办法就是回到伯特利。
I think there are a couple of things we can learn from Abraham's life stories today.
今天我们可以从亚伯拉罕的故事里面能够学到几件事情。
First, guys, we got to have a return.
第一，我们必须要有一个归回。
When we run away from God,
当我们跑开，从神面前跑开的时候，
Satan wants us to believe that we need to avoid God.
撒旦让我们相信说我们需要来躲避神。
Because we are so messed up.
因为我们实在是弄得很糟糕。
So Satan wants us to believe that because you are so messed up and God doesn't want you.
撒旦让我们相信说你既然这么糟糕，神再也不想要你了。
So we ended up drifting away continually from God's purpose.
所以我们就从神的那个旨意的里面越来越远的离开。
The story of Abraham reminds us,
亚伯拉罕的故事提醒我们说,
reminds us Jesus' parable of a prodigal son in Luke 15.
他就提醒我们在主耶稣的故事里面，在路加福音十五章，那个浪子的故事。
This prodigal son, he couldn't wait running away from father's house.
这个浪子简直等都不能等，要从他的父家离开。
He wanted so much to run away from his father's house to the far foreign land.
他是这样急不可待的从他父家离开，要到一个遥远的地方去。
So it happens to most of high schoolers if you want to run away from your father's house.
所以对高中生来说，你们也是很想离开父亲的家。
And he wasted all his money there at his father had to give to him.
他把他父亲给他的钱全部都浪费掉了。
And now his life seemed is over in the foreign land.
看起来他的生活在那个地方已经完全了结了。
He's done. His life is over there.
他的生活已经完全了结了。
Not a penny left.
一分钱都没有留下来。
He ate with the swine.
他跟吃猪食。
My dear brothers and sisters, it could be you, it could be me.
这件事情可以说是你，也可以说是我。
When we ever try to run away from God,
当我们想要试图从神面前跑开的时候，
of course we will be messed up.
当然我们就会弄得非常的糟糕。
We will face all kinds of crisis in our life.
在我们生活里面会出现各种各样的危机。
We learn it, they are painful, they are costly.
我们也学到说他们是非常的，这些事情是非常的痛苦，也代价非常的大。
And we will look around saying, Lord, what's going on with me?
我们看看周围，我们跟主说，主啊，到底是怎么回事？
How am I getting out of this downward spiral?
我怎么才能够从这个螺旋下垂下降的方式出来？
Guys, don't be panic and don't look around.
所以弟兄姊妹们不要慌张，也不要再往周围看。
What you've got to do is simply one thing, like this prodigal son did.
我们所要做的唯一的一件事情，就像这个浪子做的一样。
In Luke 15:18, he said, "I'm gonna get up and return to my father's house."
他就说我要起来到我父家那里去。
This is the turning point for the prodigal son.
这是那个浪子的一个转折点。
For Abraham.
对亚伯拉罕也是这样。
And for all of us as well.
对我们来说也是这样。
I want to ask a brother and a sister sitting here in this morning, including myself, one question.
我希望能够问弟兄姊妹，也问我自己一个问题。
Guys, where are we now?
我们现在在哪里？
Where are we now?
我们现在在哪里？
As we read through the book of Acts,
我们来读使徒行传的时候，
how the first century churches.They were holding their position as the testimony for Christ, and how the gospel of Jesus Christ spread over the land of the Roman Empire through them with the power.
在第一世纪的圣徒们，他们是怎样把福音在那个罗马地传开来？他们持守了他们在主里的位置。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to confess.That we've been gone far away from that.
弟兄姊妹必须承认说我们离神太远了。
We all remember what Peter was saying in Acts 3:6.
我们都记得彼得在使徒行传第三章第六节里面所讲的。
Gold and silver I have not, but I give to you what I do have.
金银我都没有，我把我所有的给你。
By the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, you walk.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
Guys, this is the power of intimate fellowship with God.
这是那个跟神亲密交通的一个能力。
This is the power of first century prayer.
这是那个第一世纪的圣徒们祷告的能力。
And we got to return to it.
我们必须回到那个地方。
Second,
第二点,
we got to make a decision.
我们必须做一个决定。
When Abraham found that his life was messed up in the land of Egypt,
当亚伯拉罕发现他在埃及的生活已经完全混乱的时候,
what did he do?
他做了什么呢?
He didn't sit there and wish that someday and someone or God himself would get me out of here.
他没有坐在那里想着说有一天有某些人或者神能够让我从这里离开。
Like the prodigal son did in Luke 15.
就像那个在路加福音十五章里面的那个浪子一样。
My dear brothers and sisters, Abraham made a decision from where he was situated.
亚伯拉罕也在那里做了一个决定。
He made a decision of return to God's purpose.
他就决定回到神的旨意里面去。
Our life is made up of decisions.
我们的生活也是由决定来组成的。
You and I, we have made decisions since we were born.
我们在从我们出生开始起，我们就做了很多的决定。
And we've been making them all of our life.
我们在这些日子里面一直在做决定。
Decision is the key to answer what we are looking for.
这个决定是回答我们在寻找什么的一个答案。
And where we are heading to.
我们在往什么方向走。
Every aspect in our life is affected by our decision.
我们生活的多多方方面面都是因着我们的决定所受影响。
What you accomplished and what you become is affected by your decision.
你能够完成什么，你能够成为什么样的人，都是因着你的决定来受影响。
So guys, decision is so important to our faith journey in following God.
所以我们所做的决定跟我们跟随神这条路上，信心的路上是有非常大的，非常重要的。
One of the primary reasons that many God's children do not live a life do not live a godly life.
其中的一个原因，神的儿女不能过一个敬虔的生活。
They do not live a life that is following God and serving God's purpose.
他不能过一个跟随神、服侍神的生活。
They do not live a life which is permeated by peace, joy, and contentment.
他的生活里面不能够充满平安、充满喜乐。
It's because they don't make a decision when things are messed up in their life.
是因为在他们的生活出现状况的时候，他们没有做一个决定。
They're just sitting there outside of God's purpose.
他就在神的旨意的外面，只是坐在那里。
And drifting away with the situation.
在这个环境里面越飘越远。
Think that one day everything will be back to the normal automatically.
想象说有一天这个环境会就恢复到正常，自然而然的恢复正常。
Dear brothers and sisters, God was willing to save Abraham from Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，神愿意把亚伯拉罕从埃及救出来。
He's willing to bring him to the land of Canaan.
他愿意把他带回到迦南地。
He was able to do it.
他能够做。
But not until Abraham came to, up to the point of his own decision.
但是他能这样做，也只能等到亚伯拉罕自己做这个决定。
He's saying to God that I want to return.
但我愿意要回来。
My dear brothers and sisters, God would never make it happen.
直到我们愿意说我们愿意回来，神不会让这件事情成就。
We got to make a decision to return to God.
我们必须要做一个决定，说我要回到神面前。
Then He will pave the way for us.
然后他就会为我们铺路。
He will open the door for us.
他会为我们开这个门。
And He will lead us into the land flowing the milk and honey.
他会把我们带到这个牛奶与蜜之地。
This is how God works among His children.
这是神在他的儿女之间的话工作。
Decision really matters.
我们的决定非常的重要。
Finally, I want to use this chance to encourage our high schoolers.
最后我希望借着这个机会来鼓励高中生。
You know your decision matters to your life.
你知道你的决定对你的生活非常有影响。
And please do not waste the chance.
不要再浪费这个机会。
Make your decision now.
现在就做这个决定。
To accept the Lord Jesus Christ personally as your Savior and the Lord.
现在就做这个决定，让主耶稣做你个人的救主。
Confessing and repent of your sins.
来承认你的罪。
And take the water baptism as your testimony.
来受洗做这个见证。
This is number one decision for your life, my dear young fellows.
年轻人，这是你生活里面的。第一重要的决定。
Do not waste this chance and do not wait on it.
不要浪费这个机会，也不要再等。
Surrender your life to the Lord Christ.
把你的生活交在主的手里面。
You know that He was coming for you.
你知道他会为你来。
And He died on the cross for you.
他为你死在十字架上。
Listen, He died on the cross for winning your decision today.
他为你今天这个决定死在十字架上。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word. Speak to us.
主，我们为你向我们所说的话感谢你。
Lord, we pray that you will breathe the breath of life onto your word.
求你把你的生命能够吹在这个话上面。
So we may follow your will so we may follow your word.
所以我们可以来跟随你的话。
Lord, help us when, sometime we're messed up.
帮助我们，当我们出现状况的时候。
We understand the only way we can, do is to return to you.
我们能够唯一做的一件事情就是回到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.